Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emke. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lind for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields the ball and throws to short covering. Safe. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller scores. Boley moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Boley scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to home to get Dykes. Cobb moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 0 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schott moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Lind goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2 Athletics. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-2 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cochran is walked intentionally. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Emke hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Summa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Summa. Dykes moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Dykes scores. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-3 in the game. Langford hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards the mound. Shot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boley moves to second. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Howard Emke. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boley scores. Cochran scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shot fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Cobb scores. Hale moves to second. It's 8-2, Athletics. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Glenn Myatt. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Sewell scores. Summa goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Athletics. George Burns pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell scores. It's 8-5, Athletics. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove now pitching. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Lind moves to second. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-4 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Lind scores. It's 8-7, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-4 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Luke Sewell now catching. George Burns now playing first base. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boley hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Summa moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns is walked intentionally. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Lind hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.